Hello.
Hi, this is Erin. Give me a call back from customer service. Can I please have your zip code?
Oh, yes, 90308.
Thank you for that. What's your first and last name?
Linda Miles, Erin.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
P.O. Box 8071, Inglewood 90308.
Thank you for that, ma'am. I do see that you purchased the Hype Watch today for $6.97. How can I help you?
Well, I was trying to, I was doing the last step, Aaron, and then it said something about a customer also ordered. I guess some earplugs or whatever it was. And so I just went ahead and backed out because I knew I didn't do that. I only ordered that. So can you just cancel my order? Because it wouldn't let me go to the next step. So I'm okay with it. And I thank you for the offer. And if you will just please cancel my order.
Okay, so you wanted to cancel the
Yeah,
you
the
said
watch.
that you the watch, just the watch.
I never ordered that other item that was for $19.99 or whatever it was. But
Oh,
let's
okay, so you're talking about the earbuds and the
yeah,
keto.
whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew off. I didn't check that. So for it to pop up to say that that was included too. I only signed up for the watch. So if you and
Yes,
Aaron can
ma'am.
just, yeah, just cancel it for me, sweetie. And you guys stay safe now.
Okay. So the earbuds and the keto haven't came up in the system yet, just because you're just placing your order. So it hasn't been processed.
Yeah,
So
but what I'm,
I do
go ahead.
recommend that you give us a call back later, just because it is kind of busy right now. But you can give us a call back later. When it does process, so that we can go ahead and cancel that out for you.
Okay, but here's what I'm having issues with, Aaron. Maybe I have to speak to a supervisor because again, I don't even want it, period, because I knew I didn't order those earbuds. So I don't want my credit card debited for $6.97 and then for those earbuds too. That's not what I was signing up for. So if
Yes,
you would
ma'am. I
help me
do
with that.
understand. What I'm saying is that the you placed in an order for the watch, and you're saying that the earbuds and the keto was added on. And I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is that it hasn't popped up in the system yet because you just placed in your order. So it takes a couple minutes for it to process. So I can't cancel it if it hasn't came up yet. So
Well,
in
here's
order for you
let me,
to get a cancel and
no.
a refund back, I recommend that you
No.
give us a call back later, maybe
No,
like in an hour.
Aaron, let me speak to a supervisor. And I appreciate you doing company policy, but this is what I'm not going to ask you guys to do is process my card. I know we're recording this. So I definitely don't want the offer because I didn't order those earplugs. I didn't touch a button that said earplugs too. So I'm feeling really bad about this situation. So maybe I need to speak to, I don't even want it processed. I went in and backed all of my information out, but I see how the company is doing. I know I didn't order those earbuds. So I was only going to have $6.97 debited from my credit card, so I don't even want it done. So maybe I need to call my bank and just put a stop to it. Do you have a some kind of ID number or something that I can call my bank and put a stop on it? Because I you know what, I'm 71 and I'm not trying to go through no, can't go out because of the pandemic and I'm an older woman. So Aaron, help an old lady out. And let me speak to a supervisor so that they, I don't even want them processing my order when that's not what I signed up for.
Yes, so ma'am. And I totally understand. So what I'm saying is that I have no problem canceling for you. What I'm saying is I can't cancel it because it hasn't came up in the system yet. So what happens is when the product, ma'am, can you let me finish, please?
Aaron, I taught customer service, and I taught people who were working in retail sales and stuff. So, baby, give me the supervisor, and I'm going to let them know you were doing your job. I appreciate you. But what I'm not going to do is have my card debited, and then I have to go through the hassle of waiting on a refund. That I don't need because I'm on a budget, and $6.97 wasn't going to break me. But I'm not doing $6.97 and whatever that $19.99 or whatever it was for them earbuds. Baby, I can't. Ms. Miles can't do that. So just tell your supervisor, say this lady has some issues, so please help her. That's what we do. What's your agent number, Aaron? Hello? Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm transferring you.
You're wonderful. Thank you. What's your agent number, your rep number, Aaron? Hello, Aaron.
I'm transferring you, ma'am.
Aaron, I asked for your rep number, baby. What's your rep your ID number?
I don't have one, ma'am.
So I just, because I'm going to write a letter, so I'm just going to put Agent Aaron. Is that all I do?
My supervisor is going to be able to better assist you. One second, ma'am.